you're listening to the Obesity Comedy Hour here on Richland KDOX Web Radio. I'm Brian Purnell. With me in the studio is the ultimate guitar hero, Danny Johnson.
Yay.
Also in the studio is his dad, who is known by all the fans as Jack.
Hey, what's up?
And his brother Scotty.
Hey.
All right, well, I want to thank you guys again for coming down here to the studio. And I know it was kind of, like I said, a maze to get down here. And we were, you know, like, a lot of people would get lost from, you know, a lot of guests. But we're glad you're down here, and this is your first radio interview, you guys said.
Yes, yeah. It is.
All right, well, that's wonderful. And, well, we have all the Guitar Hero stuff hooked up here in the studio. And Danny's playing it, and it's really exciting. We got a lot of people in here. Of course, we got Danny's mom and his grandma are also in the studio. And with me right next to me, of course, is Logan Vorster.
Hello.
What's up, Logan?
Is it working?
Yeah, your mic's on, Logan.
We can hear you.
Okay. It's hard to hear it sometimes.
I don't know. Hello?
Hello. We can hear you. Can you hear us? Or?
We can't hear you. I can't hear you here.
Turn up your volume.
Oh.
We're having technical
difficulties. There we go.
Oh. One of the things we're known here at the Always City Comedy Hour is for technical difficulties, so... But,
never a dull moment, man.
Never. Well, let's talk about first about how did you get started playing guitar here and everything?
Well, I actually was invited to my friend's house, and we were just, like, messing around. He said, here, just try this game, Guitar Hero. And I didn't really want to try it, but I really thought it was a kind of dumb game at first, but... Mm-hmm. I played it, and it was really fun, so I finally got my mom to buy it for me. And
after a lot of coaxing.
Yeah.
Mama didn't want him to buy the game, because she said, only real music, and that was it.
Exactly.
Wow. So when you first played it, how'd you do on it? Or?
Well, when I first played it, I was pretty terrible, but after some practice... Yeah, get a little bit better.
So when did you start playing it? Or
I started playing it about 1 or 2 weeks before Guitar Hero 3 came out, roughly about 1 year and 4 months now.
Okay, wow. Because, you know, like, well...
That's fast.
As your dad was saying, that you hold three world records for Guitar Hero, and you're about to win another one.
He hasn't won it yet.
Oh, he hasn't won it yet? Or?
But they're going to actually... Guinness called a couple days ago, and... basically what they're going to do is they're going to put a new record out there, and what it's going to be is for the longest note streak. They don't have that record right now, and when Danny went up there and destroyed the record in New York City here a couple weeks ago, we said, hey, how about the longest note streak? And they said, well, they got to run it by their people that set the records and everything, and they called back and said, yeah, they're going to set it up for them so they can try.
Wow. Well, as being his dad and brother, how do you guys feel about the whole Guitar Hero thing when he first started playing it?
Scotty used to beat Danny like crazy.
Don't know why, but why'd you stop?
At first, I used to beat Danny all the time, and then he started getting a little bit better and better. Kind of caught up to me.
Yeah, well, he got a lot better, and so Scotty said, oh, man. So he decided to just go on to Gears of War and all that stuff. And he started dominating Gears of War. So, but actually, if it wasn't for Scotty, Danny wouldn't be where he's at. Because, you know, Scotty set up his YouTube page, and, you know, he does all the recording of all his videos. And also, Scotty is the engineer for all our real music that we do. You know, Danny's a very accomplished pianist and drummer. And he also plays guitar, saxophone, oboe.
Wow.
But we have our own original music, and Scotty actually does all the recording on our Pro Tools High Definition in our house.
Wow. Oh, that's cool. I had seen where they said that Danny played drums and guitar and piano, but I didn't know. He also played, you know, the oboe. Saxophone. That's amazing.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he has I don't know how many songs are on YouTube right now. Probably 10?
12?
Something like that.
Yeah.
And they get a lot of views, and they're excellent. I mean, and Danny wrote almost every one of them. Either he wrote it or I put something together, but Danny mostly.
Is music a big thing in the family, or?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Music is the big thing in our family. Absolutely.
Wow. That's really exciting. Like I said, when I first saw the video and the articles after on MSN, and I showed it to all my friends and said, yeah, look at this kid from Dallas who can just, you know, play through the fire and flames on expert and not miss a note. Because, you know, everyone's, you know, I go to my friend's house and I'll play.
Scary thought to see.
Because, you know, everyone plays Guitar Hero now. And at AFI last year in Dallas, actually had a bunch of some top gamers come and play Guitar Hero at North Park on the big screen. Uh-huh. So it's just an impact on the culture now.
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's a billion-dollar business. And, you know, Danny just got signed by a company called Dream Gear and iSound. And Danny's the new spokesman for their company.
Wow.
And we just got back from Phoenix, and Danny was doing demonstrations for 3 days over there, and he's extremely excited. I'm extremely excited because I got to go golfing the whole time, and it was awesome. Awesome.
Yeah, the old 18 holes.
Oh, yeah. They put me up at the TPC there in Scottsdale. It was awesome, man. The stadium course, it was great.
Well, congratulations on the sponsorship and everything. Now, have you had several sponsorship come your way, or how did that work out? How do people contact you?
Well, people contact Danny through his YouTube and also through the website. Mostly the website, I guess, huh, Scotty?
Yeah.
Well, that's how I got in contact. I messaged on the YouTube account, and Scotty messaged me back and gave me guys' number. And like I said, I've been looking for you guys for a long time. And said, you know, I gotta get the Guitar Hero kid and have him come in and play Guitar Hero. I'm telling you, every show I'm saying, I'm gonna have him play on this TV and have him, you know, just show everyone, you know, how good he is. So this is something we've been waiting for a while now.
Yep,
so.
And then we can have Bryant play and see how bad he plays.
Don't even put me on that. Like I said, I love Super Mario Brothers, and that's about it for me. So I don't even understand all the buttons. So
hey, man, then you and I can go ahead and compete. Super Mario Brothers, Contra, you know, like Super Punch-Out and stuff, you know, for the old people here.
I got a Nintendo, and that's where my game system ends, right there. So when my cousin comes out and he's playing, he has a Wii, and he plays Guitar Hero and Rock Band. You know, he'll show me on Messenger on webcam how he's just, you know, playing on Guitar Hero, and he'll film himself with my camera. So it's a big thing, and a friend of mine, his brother can play behind his back, and so like I said, it's just now becoming just a pulp icon now, the game. Tell us about, how did you get started with winning the Guinness Book record? How did you get involved with that?
Well, we were with Affinity, was it, for a little bit?
Yeah, but, Affinity Sports Marketing.
Yeah, and Blockbuster called us and said, hey, we see you play Guitar Hero, and would you like to try to break the current Guinness World Record held by
Chris.
Chris, yes. So, of course, we went down there, and everything went well.
Well, actually, Danny, it was after you already beat the, you went down to the American Airlines Center. Actually, Scotty started everything. Actually, the day that Guitar Hero 3 started, okay, the unveiling, the big release was at midnight. I think it was right around Halloween or something, and, my kids were bugging me and saying, hey, man, we got to go down here. Yeah. I said, all right. And I didn't know how good they were. You know what I mean? They just started playing for 2 weeks. We went down there, and it's the GameStop North Texas Tournament, I guess, is what it ended up being.
For the release of Guitar Hero 3?
Yeah. And so we go in there, and I'm talking to the district manager there, and he goes, how good are your kids? I said, hell, I don't know. I have no idea. You know what I mean? They've been playing for 2 weeks. They said, here comes the favorite, and here comes this old man. You know, he's like 32 years old walking in there. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Yeah, I'm serious. I was like, what is this? This guy's, you know, he's almost as old as I am. And they said, well, we're going to put one of your kids against him first off. I said, well, why are you doing that, man? I said, well, they've only been playing for 2 weeks. So he put the favorite up against Danny, and Danny smoked him by like 30,000 points on...
What was it? Merzalou.
Merzalou, yeah, yeah. Merzalou. And then they had this big old, you know, elimination thing going, and they kept on going, and then Scotty destroyed some kid on 6 or something like that.
Yeah, he was really, I don't know, one guy that I beat, he started throwing his guitar and getting temper tantrum.
Oh, I mean, it was crazy because the kid threw the guitar down, broke the controller, and ran out.
And
the manager was running after him and stuff.
It's funny because, like, earlier he was calling his friends, telling them to come over here and say, hey, I'm going to win this tournament. Come on.
Scotty embarrassed him bad. It was ugly. But but the thing that was really neat is that after this whole entire thing, I guess it must have been, I don't know, the tournament started like at 9 o'clock at night, and I think it ended like around, right around 1 o'clock or something, or right at midnight, right at midnight. And the last two finalists were Scotty and Danny. And that was pretty awesome. And then Danny, I forget, beat Scotty by what?
Beat me by.
What was it?
It was really.
What song was it?
It was six.
Six. Yeah, but so that was Danny's first, I guess, professional tournament because he won money at that one.
Wow.
And, you know, they filmed it all, and the district manager was like, man, your kid's really good. I said, well, he just started, you know. I said, wow. So then right after that, the thing that was really weird is that we were. Danny was playing on Super Bowl Sunday, and it was Meet Your Maker. And this guy who is the developer of the Wii and the Guitar Hero out of Albany, New York, Danny was playing against him. Mm-hmm. And Danny handed me his headphone. You remember that guy's name?
Yeah. I think it was...
Oh, it was Developer 2.
Developer
He didn't give us his name, but it was Dev 2.
Yeah.
But Danny was full comboing song after song, and this guy goes, your kid's the best player I've ever seen or heard of in my life. Wow. He goes, let me tell you something. I talked to him for 45 minutes on Danny's headset from his controller, and he was telling me, do you know how big gaming is? I said, no. He goes, let me tell you something. He started telling me about how big these games were and how they were overtaking everything. He goes, how old is your son? I said, well, he just turned 13. He goes, what? He says, you're kidding me. He goes, if he was 18 years old, I'd offer him a job right now. I said, you're kidding me. He goes, no, I'm serious as a heart attack. So that's what, you know, I told Scotty. I said, Scotty, I mean, there's something big in this. He goes, I told you, Dad. You know, and so, you know, I was like, I had no idea. So Scotty, he starts checking into everything. And like I said, Danny wouldn't be anywhere without Scotty. Scotty finds this tournament in Austin. Mm-hmm. And he goes, hey, man, it's the Austin Rock Fest. Let's go down there. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, are you serious? He goes, yeah, you win this number one of one Gibson Epiphone guitar specifically made for this. The winner gets this. I said, well, hell, you know, one of one, it's got to be worth something, you know. So we went down there, and Scotty and Danny were the finalists in that too, except we won't get into it. The promoter down there kind of, you know, threw a curveball to everyone. So they made Scotty and Danny play before the actual final one. But Danny won that, I mean, like, by gazillions of points. And he won that guitar. And so from there, we just started going to tournaments all over. And, you know, Scotty, do you remember all the tournaments?
There was the Dallas Mavericks one. Mavericks.
For about
the Circuit
months,
City one.
Oh, yeah.
Circuit City one.
Yeah. They won the Circuit City contest. And then the Dallas Mavericks at the American Airlines Center. That was the biggest one.
Yeah, Dallas Mavericks.
There must have been, how long did that take? 6 weeks mm-hmm. of elimination? Six weeks of elimination.
Yeah, 3 months. I mean,
and,
2 months.
Yeah. 2 months. And, I mean, there must have been, what, 10,000 kids there?
There's a lot of people.
Yeah. I mean, it was at the American Airlines Center. And Danny destroyed that one. Then he got to play on national TV during the playoffs.
Yeah, the first home playoff game for the Dallas Mavericks.
Wow. Now, Blockbuster contacted you to beat the world record. Is that how it went?
Well, it was right after that. Right after he won that, Blockbuster called and said, hey, look, we're having the Blockbuster 24-hour Guitar Hero Marathon. And would you like to, you know, go over there? You can't compete. They wouldn't let him compete, you know, and there was great prizes. Scotty came. What, you came in second place in that one?
Yeah, but like barely.
Yeah, barely. But they wouldn't let him compete, but they said, you know, you can be kind of like the special guest going for the Guinness World Record.
Yeah.
So when we got over there, Danny had, you know, he had all day to do it, but he did it on his first try, and he beat it by 10,000 points on his first try.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool. He didn't get that much media coverage from it.
You guys didn't do their job.
Yeah, well, you know, he was supposed to get all kinds of media coverage, but he got a little bit, and then he just went on and just started getting better and better. And really seriously, you know, he's got five full combos of through the Fire and Flames. You know, he did The Devil Went to Georgia, which was crazy.
That was awesome. I just got to say, that one was awesome.
Thank you.
That was, yeah. There's, I don't even know what to say. I sat there and watched him do it in 10 days. Yeah. I was just like, wow.
A lot of people think Through Fire and Flames is the hardest, but Devil Went to Georgia is way harder, you know?
It's just flicking the string over and over and over and over and over.
Yeah. It's nonstop, you know, shredding.
It's the entire song's solo, pretty much.
Wow. Was that Danny?
The entire song's like a solo.
Yeah, exactly. It's crazy.
I've only seen what it looks like, and it would scare the heck out of me.
You know, there are so many people that went out on a limb and said it would never be full comboed. Neversoft, I even said, they even said it would never be full comboed. Yes, the guys that wrote the software.
They made it so no one could get 100% on it. It's what they meant to do.
Right. So when Danny did that, I mean, there was a lot of people who was like, wow. And it was awesome.
Well, that one looks harder than To the Fire and Flame. But yeah.
It is.
It's a lot harder. It's a lot harder.
About 9:40. Right at 9:39, 8:25. And that's with no warm-up at all. And he's mad. Look at him.
No,
he's mad.
His drummer broke.
Well, oh, it did?
See, I go through these things every single day, and the buttons flicker, everything. It's like...
He's disappointed. You got to speak in the microphone there, then.
Now, your blue button broke when you were doing one of the records, you said? Or
oh,
the video,
man.
Or?
It was such a drag. I mean, he went all the way through the Red Snake. He was ready the full combo of the song. And the blue button busted at 3,558 notes. That was his note streak when the blue button went out.
Hey, Brian, wow. I'm going to cut in here real quick. This is Jack the Engineer. I actually have a question. Are y'all tired of hearing that song yet? Or is
oh, boy.
That every day, you know, multiple times a day, I'm sure, huh?
Danny, you love that song, don't you?
No. No, I really don't like that song. I just... heard it.
I can't imagine. I've been listening to my cousin play it, so I have to listen to it all the time. Because now he's got Guitar Hero 3.
Yeah.
And he's like, I want to beat a record. So, you know, that's the reason why he got Guitar Hero 3, because he saw you play, so.
Well, cool.
Cool.
There you go.
And he, like I said, he was really hoping to come and meet you, and you know, but he got sick, and you know, he feels bad. I told him to listen into the show, though. So
well, just tell him to come on over the house. I mean, we just live right down the road. It's no big deal.
He loves guitar. He goes over to his friend's house and always plays the guitar. How do your friends feel about being the record and everything? Do you play with them or?
Actually, they just.
They just take it for granted. I mean, they really just like they know Danny. They knew he was going to do it, you know, because his friend Preston, where he first started playing, okay, over
he's
his
the
house. He's the one who forced him to play
it,
you know. He said, hey, man, you've got to play. And Danny's
I know,
like, I don't want to
exactly.
play that dumb game, you know. And so they watched Danny play, and it's just crazy ever since the beginning. It was good. Actually, to tell you the truth, it's... It's quite funny when they come over and, you know, they see him play and they're just like, yeah, nothing surprises him anymore at all. Nothing.
Oh, wow. Well, let me just say that, just seeing that right now, and let me turn off the camera really quick. I'm in the shot. But let me just say, seeing you right now play, it just sweeps me away. Now, has he broken the record at your house or that he has now? Have you broken the record or?
Yeah, his highest score was actually at the house.
Yeah, but Guinness World was
yeah.
You know, it's a lot harder when you're sitting in front of 50 cameras and then, you know, TV cameras and then another 50 cameras behind him, you know, shooting still shots and then having, you know, all the reporters and everyone all gathered around you and everyone's, you know, flashing in your face and you get one shot at doing it, you know, than sitting at home and going, hey, I'm going to try it over. Oh, I missed one. Let me try it again. Oh, I missed one. Let me try it again. So it's, you know... Really seriously, his last world record that he broke was just unbelievable because he broke it 3 hours before on live TV.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the first one he did in New York City. He only got one chance at it each time. So, I mean, this is, you know, that's quite an accomplishment.
That's pretty awesome. Did you feel nervous in here all filming you or looking at you while you were playing? Or
Not as much as whenever... There's a whole bunch of people having flashes
played
in your
concert,
face.
Bryant.
Oh, okay, thanks. Sorry, Logan. Logan's the expert over here.
No, if he's been at a concert, this is nothing.
Well, I'm just saying, Logan. I'm just amazed by it. I'm just blown away. This is amazing.
Well, actually, 940,000, you know, in this cramped quarters here with, no warm-up whatsoever. It's pretty good.
Yeah, we are cramped in here. Yes. We got everyone in a corner, but this is, like I said, it's amazing, and like I said, I'm going to be posting the video and everything to show everyone, and But it's just amazing. And I get lost playing it. Even on easy, I get lost so hard. Have you ever tried to play with him before?
Oh, yeah. I play with him all the time. I mean, both my kids kill me. But, you know, I get to play bass, you know, on Rock Band or something, you know.
Yeah.
I'll play expert on bass, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, hopefully fail, you know. But, no, they're, you know, Scotty's really good. I mean, but Danny's like an alien, like I said, you know. He's from another planet on this game.
Definitely looked unnatural, I'll tell you that. hands were flailing about as if separate from the body. It was crazy.
You know what? Really seriously, I think seriously we need to, put Danny to the test in some way of having the fastest fingers in the world. Because mm-hmm. I'll tell you right now, the first time I saw it was the Revolution Death Squad video. I mean, it looked like we literally fast-forwarded his hands when he was playing it.
Man.
And, I mean, people still think that he's fake to this day because you watch some of the videos and we just show his hands on it, you know?
Yeah.
And his hand looks like it's fast-forwarded. Scotty's just like, wow. He goes, man, Scotty, that looks crazy.
It does
look crazy.
Especially when you're playing a game like the Devil Went Down to Georgia where it's just, just continuing too red and you just have to flick it.
Oh, when he's doing the KFC there in Devil Went to Georgia, it's, you know, his hand, both hands are, you know, he's tapping it, you know. But, I mean, one finger is, like, perfectly in sync with the other to where it hits it twice, you know. Like, I don't know how the heck he does it. I have no idea.
So, what's the hardest song you've ever played, do you think?
Well, hardest song I've ever played would probably be the Devil Went Down to Georgia.
Hmm. Yeah, there is no harder song.
No. That is pretty hard. Okay. Well, I just want to, we got 4 minutes left. Just want to say thank you, everyone. I especially want to say thank you to Jack for setting up cameras in here and everything. Appreciate it, man. Hey,
thanks, Jack.
No problem. It was a pleasure to see a prodigy at work.
Cool, man.
That is true. That is definitely true. And we're definitely going to have you guys back on the show.
Cool, yeah.
I know this was a little bit short, but, you know, we're definitely going to have you guys back and, you know, in the studio, set up some cameras and have you guys just play off. And we'll have the drum set next time. And you said his brother's really good at
it. Oh, yeah, he's really good at drums, I mean, without a doubt. But, you know, another thing is, you know, maybe one of these days we'll bring real instruments in here.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
You know, I mean, cool. Danny's got some great, he's written a lot of great music.
Oh, yeah, what's the website they can go check out? The YouTube page and the guitar?
Well, Danny's YouTube, of course, is just Guitar Hero Phenom.
No spaces.
No spaces, and you've got GuitarHeroPhenom.com.
Yep.
And, you know, there's real music on there and Danny's Guitar Hero music. And now we're going to, as soon as Scotty starts to start doing some drum videos, we're going to start putting some of the Scotty stuff up there.
All right.
I mean, he's only been playing for a short time, and he's already, like, number 10 on The Perfect Drug on drums. So, yeah, be neat.
That's great. We're going to like to definitely have back and play some instruments, and we'll, you know, maybe even play some on the radio. So.
Cool. That would be awesome.
All right, guys. Thank you.